On Thursday, the Regional District of Fraser Fort George Board of Directors approved a $505,000 security upgrade to the district's office at 155 George Street, next to an encampment in Millennium Park. Regional District Sao Jim Martin said the current plan would see the lawn in front of the building completely fenced in and converted into a secure parking area with controlled access for staff. A couple days ago, one of our staff shared that they were scared, downtown, for the first time, when they came into the office early. People were circling their car, and they didn't know what their intent was, Martin said. A couple of weeks prior, our staff were forced to witness an altercation with an axe. One person was swinging an axe at a person who was armed with a shovel, he said. District staff have been frequently exposed to people engaging in open drug use and relieving themselves on the front lawn, Martin added. Some of our clients come in and want to know if it is safe to come here, Martin said. The goal is to get the project completed this summer. Is there a safe place for people, encamped on the district lawn, to go in Prince George? Director Art Kane asked. This is going to be a potential work site. It won't be safe for people to be there. Martin said the regional district is working closely with the city on a strategy to safely relocate residents from the district lawn and Millennium Park. Last week, Prince George City Council designated the Lower Patricia Encampment, named Moccasin Flats by residents, as the only public space in Prince George where overnight camping is allowed. District Director and Prince George City Councilor Brian Skakin said he hopes the initiatives being taken by the city will have a positive impact on businesses and organizations downtown. It's a sad state of things that even governments have to invest in heavy security, Skakin said. It's not sustainable.